the question that I want us to think about and consider today is, how did Jesus respond to oppression when he encountered it? Since Jesus is our perfect example, the model that we are to follow, in his footsteps, and remembering that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So his response and we can see his attitude toward oppression, and we can know that he feels the same way about oppression today as he did when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So I just want us to quickly look at two examples in the Gospel of Mark when he encountered an oppressive atmosphere or a spirit of oppression. And Jesus wasn't, we don't see him doing anything about political oppression. We see him far more involved and concerned about rebuking and correcting what we would call religious oppression. And so the first example I want to look at is found in Mark chapter 3, starting in verse 1. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Step forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. So the attitude of the, I guess it was, the people in the synagogue there, let's see, the Pharisees, it was at this point, I guess, were far more concerned about whether they could find something against Jesus and whether he would break the law as they perceived it to be, than they were about being merciful and compassionate to someone who had a need, someone who was in a needy place, a place of great need, a place of being a place of helplessness, actually. His hand was quite helpless, and so he was unable to help himself, and Jesus had compassion on him and was willing to heal him, and he gave the Pharisees the opportunity to speak whether it is right to do this or not. And they just kept silent, not really having a reason to oppose it, but yet not willing to grant permission. And it says that he looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. And so that is a good warning for us, and also an example to that it is right to be merciful, compassionate at any time, and to be more concerned about the letter of the law than someone's soul or someone's helpless condition is a form of oppression, and Jesus is grieved by that. The other example I wanted to look at was when Jesus, right after the triumphal entry, he came into Jerusalem. It says in Mark 11:15, then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? but you have made it a den of thieves. And here we have a situation where people went into the temple and they were selling pigeons, doves, so that people might buy them in order to present a sacrifice unto the Lord. And if we know anything about convenience stores at all, we know that they tend to charge rather high prices. And so I think we can safely assume that they were charging rather exorbitant prices, as well as the money changers were then there to change money, so that if someone came from a distance, and it would have been quite a burden to transport an animal or a dove that far, they could just come and buy their animal, their dove there at the temple, and then go on and sacrifice it unto the Lord. But in order to make this scheme more profitable, they then made a rule that the traveler would need to purchase his dove in the Jewish coin, correct money. If I understand correctly, now a lot of this information doesn't come from the Bible, but other sources. So take that or leave that, but Jesus did say that you have made it a den of thieves, and so we can know that there was what we would call a ripoff going on there, where people were being taken advantage of, and this is a form of oppression where people in authority make rules for their own benefit and to the disadvantage of those that they are in authority over. Those under authority are being taken advantage of, and that's exactly what was happening here. And so we have Jesus coming into the temple and being confronted with this situation, and we see how he responded by making a whip. We read in the other Gospels, I guess it says he made a whip and he drove them out. He didn't just drive them out. He overturned, upset the tables, spilled the money, and I guess the doves probably went flying, and people went scurrying, and he did some house cleaning. It doesn't say that he was angry, but it would certainly seem that he was provoked by their actions. And so again, we have Jesus who was in the will of the Father. He had the Father's heart. He was we can see in him, in bodily form, the heart of the Father, who is angered by oppression. Again, as we said, as we saw, maybe it was yesterday, throughout the Old Testament, many, many, many of the prophets' warnings and dire prophecies were against those who oppressed and did violence and unto their neighbor and oppressed the widow, the fatherless, anyone they could take advantage of. The nature and the tendency of humans when they are under the rule of Satan. So, what can we learn from this? The point for today is that Jesus does not like oppression. And when he was confronted by it, he took action. He didn't just ignore it, but he took action at no benefit to himself. Instead, it says here, right after he drove out the the money changers out of the temple, it says, and the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. And so we know that within a week, less than a week, a few days actually, he was hanging on a cross. So Jesus at no personal immediate advantage to himself, stood up for the oppressed. He stood with the oppressed against the oppressor. And I think that's the lesson that we want to take today is, are we willing to stand up, not to do anything that is evil, but willing to stand up, do what is right, do what is good and right in the face of oppression in order to help the oppressed. That is God's will, God's heart, and his blessing follows that.